worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. The Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Verses 38 to 42, Luke chapter 10. Then looking in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Verses 1 through 9, no, continuing verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Verses 1 through 10, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, which is a wonderful, wonderful means whereby we can hear your voice every day of our lives. Thank you for the opportunity for us to have daily a one-on-one appointment with you. Every day we take time to sit and open your word and spend time listening to you, listening to your wisdom, your counsel, your grace, your power, and your light that flows from your word. Thank you, Father, for the fact that we can hear your voice through your word every day of our lives. Lord, stir us, fill us anew with your spirit, and stir us to be a people that are wise enough to seek to hear your voice through your word every day of our lives. Help us to make it the priority you would have us to make it, and help us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd help us, that you'd grow a desire in our hearts to read more scripture and to pray more continually. Father, thank you so much for being a present God. Thank you so much for rising from the grave and for calling us out to live a more full and vibrant life. And Father, we can only do that with you. We depend on you for that. You are the source of life. You are our Redeemer. So Father, I ask that we would be obedient, that you'd lead us to repentance, and that we could thrive more in doing the work of your kingdom. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And we're blessed to have once again as our co-host, Jade Holifield. She just manages to pull time out of her schedule to be with us sometime, and we're grateful for that.
Anything for you, Pastor Parker.
Well, Jade, we appreciate it. If you would lead us in a word of prayer at this time, please.
I would be happy to. Amen. Gracious Father, it is always a pleasure and a joy to come to your throne, Lord. And it's all because of what Christ did. He gave us access to the King of Kings, the creator of the universe. Lord, I just ask that you will bless today's broadcast, Lord God. May we make much of your name, of your word. Father, I just ask that you would stir. I just second what Isaac just prayed about getting in the word. And I just add, Lord, give us also a hunger and thirst for prayer. Father, help us to realize that when we pray, that it is activity going on, even if we don't see it, Lord, that you are working on our behalf. And Father, I ask that whatever is on listeners' hearts, my heart, Pastor Parker, those in the studio's hearts, Lord, whatever is on our heart that we have brought to you in prayer, Lord, I ask that you would answer those prayers or do something better. Lord, help us to realize, Lord, that you know what's best for us, Lord God, and help us to be accepting of that, God. Father, I just thank you that we can pray to you and that you incline your ears to your children. Father, I just thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. And as we often do, we share articles which are Christian education and discipleship tools that we are encouraging you to email us to get copies for your own personal growth and also for the discipleship of your family and to further share and forward to others, family, friends, fellow co-workers on your job, fellow church members, saved and unsaved, whoever the Lord leads you to share them with. But this article that we're about to share is entitled, Walking Out Your Calling. This is Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Again, Romans 11, 29. Then Jeremiah 1, 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Every year during the month of May, we have the opportunity to attend one or more graduations where everything from high school diplomas to postgraduate degrees are conferred. Commencement addresses can be very interesting, sometimes amusing, but too often very disappointing. Commencement speakers are usually gifted orators who use the occasion to display their knowledge, praise the graduates for their accomplishments, and hold up high expectations for them and assure them of a bright future. But too often the speaker fails to include God or the will of God in the equation of the graduates' lives and futures. How tragic. If God is mentioned at all, it's often only an obligatory afterthought. Graduates are challenged to pursue their dreams, fulfill their desires, and make their own way. They're usually told to clearly identify their calling and go after it with all their might. Again, how tragic. The reality is that God chooses your calling, not you. See Jeremiah 1:5. We're not to decide what we want to do in life and then ask God to bless it. We're to pray and seek God for his call on our lives and discern what he wants us to do. Like the Apostle Paul, we're wise to pray, Lord, what do you want me to do? See Acts 9:6. It's been said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Before you get upset that God decides your calling rather than you, consider this first. God made you, he designed you, he molded and shaped you to excel and shine for his glory as you live out the calling he gave you. God knows you better than you know yourself. You were made specifically to carry out the call he has given you, and no one in the universe is designed to carry out the specific call on your life but you. So be mindful of this truth. You were created to succeed at what God has called you to do. Your God-designed calling empowers you to live out your purpose in this world. The most exciting, fulfilling, and satisfying life you can possibly live is the life you live as you walk out God's calling in your life. The wisest and best life you can possibly live is the life of embracing and running after the call of God. But his call on your life must be accepted and then lived out faithfully. God is not going to change his mind. See Romans 11:29. You can accept his calling and live it out by the power of the Holy Spirit, becoming a great blessing to the world, or you can run from it. You can actually run from your calling. However, doing so will only lead to a very frustrated, unfulfilled life, much like getting swallowed by a big fish. See Jonah chapters 1-4. It will result in a waste of a lot of money, energy, and time. And beware of this, wasted time is wasted life. Then maybe after years of frustration, if you live long enough, you can say, okay, God, I will now do what you told me to do years ago. My recommendation is to say yes to the Lord and his will right now. stepping into a much more blessed life today. God and His will for your life is the best thing that can happen to you and all the rest of us. For more resources and information about Christ, the architect of life, how to come to know Him, and Life's Instruction Manual, The Word of God, Faith, and How to Grow Up Spiritually, email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, the title of that article, Walking Out Your Calling. Lord, thank You, Lord, for the fact that You and Your love and grace have placed a very unique and very important calling upon every believer in all the world. Thank You for that unique calling, and thank You for the grace and the mercy and Your Spirit who empowers us to walk that calling out. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would cause us to grow in understanding of the fact that You've called us to live a lifestyle of listening, a lifestyle of listening to Your Word and Your Spirit. And as we listen to Your Word and Your Holy Spirit, we can discern the specific call in our lives and walk it out fully. Help us to do just that faithfully for Your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I like that.
Jada,
that
wanted good. To ask if you had anything you wanted to share,
yes,
about
sir.
That.
Yes, sir. Like, actually, while you were reading, I was like, this is good. You wrote that, didn't you, Pastor Parker? Mm-hmm. Okay, stay humble over there. Mm-hmm. What I think a lot of times as believers, those who truly desire to live for the Lord, they do find themselves, okay, Lord, what are You calling me to do? But and I think sometimes we also mix up thinking that it has to be something that I absolutely love. Sometimes our flesh may not always enjoy it, but when you are in the will of the Lord, He can adjust your heart. And I think another aspect is knowing how to listen to the Lord, because we have so many distractions in this world. And I'm reminded of Matthew 6:6, where it says, go into your secret closet and pray. So this is where you're going to have to shut off the distractions so that you can hear clearly, Lord, what is it that You are calling me to do? And I promise He'll speak to you, but you've got to make yourself available.
You know, that is so important. And, you know, every believer is called to live a lifestyle of listening to God. And again, as we alluded to earlier in the broadcast, that, again, the key way whereby God speaks to us is by His Word and also by His Holy Spirit.
God
speaks to us clearly through His Word and His Holy Spirit as well. And again, we're to live a lifestyle of listening, but at the same time, the world is full of distractions.
Yes, sir.
Full of many other voices, and it's important that we learn how to make God's voice the loudest voice in our lives. And, you know, we can do that, but a big part of it is being a diligent student of God's Word. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of people are addicted to their cell phones, period.
Ooh,
that's just the reality of it.
You're stepping
and for
on toes.
Many people, they don't, in fact, some people, you know, you see some people, they will walk into a ditch or walk off the curb watching their phones. You
adults.
Know.
I've seen adults. It's not just teenagers nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But the fact is, what if they had that kind of commitment to listen to the Word of God?
Ooh,
what
yeah.
a huge blessing yeah. that would be for their lives and they in the world as well. So it's important that we understand where our goal needs to be to make God's voice the loudest voice in our lives, where we're listening to God, listening to His Word, and listening to His Holy Spirit. And God really does speak to all of us by His Spirit every day, whether we understand that or not. Not that every passing thought is God's voice and the Holy Spirit, but many of your passing thoughts you think is just a thought when it's the Holy Spirit speaking. So we need to live a lifestyle of listening and discerning when God is speaking. Lord, thank You for the opportunity for us to live a lifestyle of listening, and help us to, as we hear Your voice, help us to be fully obedient. Help us to know, Lord, that You have work for us to do every day. And as we hear Your voice and obey, You'll use us for Your glory in the building of Your kingdom. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would empower us to be faithful listeners who are making spending much time in Your Word a high priority. Help us to be willing to make it a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in our Bible every day, if not more. And help us to know, Lord, that You will speak mightily through us, and also that our ability to hear Your Holy Spirit increases more so as we read and meditate on Your Word significantly every day. Help us to pursue that with all our heart. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up.
Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only hope. The shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know.
The music of Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're very honored to have as our guest in studio today, Bronson Woodruff. Bronson is a part of the American Family Association family. He works with the American Family News Department, which is one of many departments here at the American Family Association. And for many of you who are AFR listeners, AFR is one of those divisions as well. But we're grateful to have Bronson with us in studio. Bronson, good to have you today.
Hi, Pastor Joseph. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Honored to have you on today. And I'm going to ask if you'll take a few moments just to further introduce yourself. Now, some people, if they listen a few minutes, they'll think, I've heard that voice before somewhere, even before I started hearing him on AFR News. Well, but we'll let you further introduce yourself at this time.
Sure. So, yes, I work here for American Family News. Started back mid-October of 2023. So I've been here around 5 months or so. And It's been a great journey. I've loved being a part of a faith-based atmosphere. So as you said, people probably know I came from local television, and I guess I'll back up from the very start to tell you a little bit about my journey.
Okay.
So first off, I do pray about everything. I simply don't make a move without praying first. That's just how I am. It's how my folks raised me. Now, back in college, I don't know if anybody can relate to this or not, but I simply did not know what I wanted to do. So I, of course, prayed about that, and I was told that I was good at storytelling, at narrating and whatnot, and so I got into college and had to pick a career path and wound up getting into communications with an emphasis in broadcasting.
I'm guessing it was because of your voice.
I suppose.
Because you have a really cool voice.
Oh, I appreciate that, but you know, I was fortunate to get into TV right out of college. Met my boss at my first job at a career fair there in college, and she wound up graduating on Friday, went to work on Monday. And so got to work doing reporting work right out of college. And
was that TV specifically?
It was television, yes, sir. Okay. Local TV news. Mm-hmm. So I was told that it would be no less than 2 years or so before the anchor seat, and through God, I was able to get into the anchor seat in a little bit less than 6 months. So
wow.
I knew in college, I was like, I do not want to do news. I simply do not want to do news. But it's like you said in your last segment, it's not about what we want. It's about what God wants, what he wants to use us for. And I said, Lord, I do not want to do news. I don't want to do news. And as every path just kept leading back to news. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
That's right.
That's one of the most humbling things. And you just back up and say that, you know, but it's so real. As you said, you can run and do what you want to do, but it's about what God wants. He created us, and he has a plan for our lives, and we have to choose whether or not we want to submit to that,
Be careful about telling him you don't want to preach, too, okay?
but anyway, I was in local news for a little over 3 years, and I was like, you know what? I think it's about time to think about on down the road. Is this something that I really feel like I'm supposed to stay in long term? Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know what? We talk about news every morning. It's relevant stuff. It's just shootings, et cetera. It's tough stuff. But I'm not seeing any hope, you know. It's relevant. This is stuff that people need to know. But I want to get into something faith-based, something where you can bring people hope, let them know that they have a higher purpose, a higher calling. And so I discovered American Family Association.
Mm-hmm. And praise the Lord.
Brother, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Brother Don and his story and what he wanted. And I was like, my goodness, we have a lot of similarities there. Mm-hmm. We want the same things, just spreading the word of the Lord. And so I made some friends here at American Family Association, and long story short, the Lord saw fit for me to come over here. I was like, I got the call one day. I was like, hey, we're interested in having you. I'm like, Lord, is this you? Yeah. And sure enough, stuff just worked out, fell into place, and praise the Lord, here I am.
That's so good. That's good.
I like to thank the news team has liked having me on board. So
you look, they needed some youthfulness. No shade to the news team.
Oh,
there's
no.
A lot of old heads. You know, we got to balance it out. Yeah.
But it's been great. Now, as far as I don't know if anybody out there can relate to that, but it's just like I said, it's submitting to God's will and doing what He leads you to do, mm-hmm. as opposed to what you think you want to do. God knows us better than anybody.
Yeah.
And you just have to make a decision. Will you come to that now or come to that later? Because at some point, you're probably going to get to that point, you know, where you discover, you realize that it's all about God and what He wants.
That's right.
You know, the scripture says, I forgot exactly, it's Proverbs, where it says that the Lord would give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
And what I think people fail to realize is their desires that He placed there.
Delight yourself in Him.
Yeah.
And He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. And so when you said that, like, you kind of related to Brother Dunn and his desire, and look what the Lord did. Like, you said you wanted to give news that gave the facts, but as well as hope. But I am curious, why is it you don't want to be in news? I'm just curious.
Well, I was trying to find out exactly what the passion inside was. Just maybe... I wasn't sure. It's like I love to tell stories, mm-hmm. but it's like I don't want to do news. I don't know. Maybe it was just the stubbornness in me. I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. Another part of the dying to self thing. It's real. It's a daily thing. But you
Amen.
Have to die to self and do True. what you know you're supposed to do. But my passion. It's like I'm talking a lot about me here. I'm not trying to, anyway.
That's what it's about. Yeah. You're doing great. Man.
But anyway, one of my passions. I love to tell stories. Of course. Faith-based entertainment, that would be like the long-term end goal. I love that. So this could be a stepping stone into that. Like, for instance, the Kendrick brothers, Kirk Cameron, I admire their work. So gotta have faith and wind up where the Lord wants me to be, of course.
Sound like you need to be an AFS, but I'm not the boss, though.
No, but I admire their work. And so we'll see what the good Lord has in store.
Amen.
Just pray and rock on.
Bronze, I want to ask if you'll pray for listeners that may be in a similar place where you were in college, where you just really didn't know what you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
but you were in a place where the goal, the need was just to seek the Lord for His wisdom and His guidance as well. But would you pray for people that may find themselves right now where you were when you were in college?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. So, Father, I thank You for this day. Thank You for each and every one of our listeners. Thank You for working in my life as You have, and I pray that You please continue to let Your will be done, not just in my life, but in everybody's life. Please help us all to submit to You if we haven't already. And just anybody who's trying to find out Your path for their life, please guide them, speak to them in the Spirit, and just reveal to them what they're supposed to do. It's like my mama said, you take a step, you pray, that door opens or closes, and you wind up where You want us, not where we think we want to be. You know more about us than we even realize. And through Your perfect timing, You reveal those things to us when the time is right. But for anybody in college trying to find out a career path like me, I about hit the end of my rope. I was like, okay, what am I doing? The hammer's coming down. I got to make a decision. And sure enough, you showed up and put me, I believe, where You wanted me to be. It just worked out. So please help everybody to continue in faith and help us to daily die to self and to seek You above all else. Because at the end of the day, in this life we're passing through, we're serving You. This is not our home. We have a heavenly home. And I just pray that we all seek to serve You and glorify You the way we're supposed to in the short time that we're here on this earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jade, would you pray for that as well?
Yes, sir. For college students. I'm sorry. I felt like I'm listening to Elvis praying to the Lord. Like, that was good. No, you have a cool voice.
I appreciate that.
Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord God, for just Bronson being here and sharing his testimony and just being a testament of what it looks like obeying you, Lord. You said in your word that when we are willing and obedient, that we will eat the good of the land. And Lord, I just pray right now for every college student that's listening or a parent or a loved one who knows a college student. Lord, I just pray and ask that you would give them a heart to live for you. I ask that you will reveal to them, Lord, that at the end of the day, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ who lives within me. And due to that, we truly are on this earth for your glory. So it's not even about our purpose. It's about your purpose, Lord. Yes, Lord, I ask that you would strip us from our selfishness, strip us from the things that we want, and give us a desire to want what you want. Give us joy in knowing and wanting to obey you, Lord God. And Father, I just pray and ask that you will humble college students, Lord God, across this country. Because I remember being a college student, we could be so self-consumed. And Lord, I just ask that you would just let us realize the beauty of living for Christ, Lord. Help us to do that. Help us to examine our hearts, to reveal sin, Lord, when it's there, and to repent before you. Repentance is a good word. Father, I ask that you would do this. Help us to glorify you and live for you, whether we move and live and have our being in you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I thank you for the fact that, Lord, you've given us your word and we have your Holy Spirit. And thank you for how that once we've received Christ as Lord and Savior, we have the direction of your word and your Holy Spirit to guide us. Help us, Lord, to seek to be faithful where we are today, knowing that as we faithfully obey and follow you, you will guide our steps. Help us to live in a listening mode every day, and help us to be faithful to do specifically what you've called us to do where we are at the moment. Help us to not make the big mistake of thinking that we won't do anything because we're just waiting on the big thing. There's so much work you call us all to do, smaller tasks and bigger tasks as well. Lord, help us to know that faithfulness where we are is so important to everything. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. You know, I go back to this important truth that, you know, again, in Acts chapter 9, verse 6, right after the Apostle Paul, who, again, up to this point in time in the book of Acts, he was basically a Pharisee and he was persecuting the church. And in his mind, he was serving the Lord. But on the road to Damascus, he met Jesus himself. He fell off his horse and the Lord spoke to him. And his first question was, "Who are you, Lord?" But then his next question was a very important question and a prayer. His next question was, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And that's a wise question for us to ask God in prayer every day of our lives. "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And be willing to say, "Yes, Lord," when he tells us. Because sometimes we may ask the question and Lord says something and you think, "Well, Lord, I don't know about that. But what else? Maybe there's something else you want me to do." It's important for us to live with a "Yes, Lord" attitude every day of our lives.
That's good, Pastor Parker. I wanted to add this. I don't know about y'all. Maybe y'all been good and saved all your life. But I've had moments in my life where I didn't want to ask the Lord what he wanted me to do. And a lot of that was due to not knowing his character. The more we know his character, the more we know that he would never put us in a situation that he will not equip us to do. Oh, Lord, that was Holy Spirit. I needed that myself. He will not put us in a situation where he hasn't equipped us. And it's actually a blessing when we don't know how to do something, because that way he can get the glory and not ourselves. Because he wants us to be dependent on him and not ourselves. So remember, Paul said, "I boast about my weakness." So, hey, Jesus, because the Lord told him, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." So now he started boasting. Why? So that the Lord could gain the glory and not ourselves. And that's the beauty of pursuing him.
Very true. Very true. And a very important aspect here, too, is this truth. Be faithful to what we know to do. Just like, for example, every believer is called to be a diligent student of Scripture. The Bible says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." And Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." An important first step is being once you're saved, be a diligent student of Scripture, because that helps to move you towards obedience and walking out your calling. Many believers, the problem that they're facing is they're not listening well because they're not listening to the Word of God. Therefore,
Come on, Pastor
God's
Parker.
Calling is there, But because they're not listening to the word, they don't even know what their calling is. They're not discerning what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So an important first step is be a student of the word of God. And also spending time in the word of God increases, it enhances your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And it's all, you know how you always tell people, and come on in if you got something, Brunson. You know how you always tell people read 3 chapters a day? So read those 3 chapters and then get you a verse that you memorize so you can meditate on it. Meditation is memorizing it, pondering over it, repeating it to where when you're in a situation, that scripture will come out. Because why? The Holy Spirit is powerful and active than any two-edged. Well, that's the word of God. But he helps us with the word through his Spirit. So yeah, and also the scripture says, Philippians 2, we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The point I'm making is there's work that you have to do on your part to discern from the Lord. That's getting into the word, that's meditating on it, and that's praying to the Father.
And that is something else as far as hearing the Holy Spirit. It's discernment. You have to, it's mm-hmm. God, he is able, of course, to speak audibly so we could actually hear him if he chooses to. I mean, take Moses at the burning bush, you know. But it's discernment. It's seeking him. It's deciphering what he's saying to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm, come on, Preston.
And, you know, that's a very important point that, like, again, God speaks obviously directly through his word. But also the fact is, I think very few believers hear the audible voice of God. Now, if God wants to, that's God's business. But we don't have to hear an audible voice because God knows how to speak into our spirit where we know that's the voice of God. So we're all to live in a listening mode today and every day. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we have as our in-studio guest today, Brunson Woodruff of American Family News. We'll be right back. The music of Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our co-host today is Jade Holofield, and we have as our in-studio guest today, Brunson Woodruff, who's a part of our American Family News department here at the American Family Association. And we've been talking, along with Brunson, sharing about his personal testimony and journey with the Lord, but we've also been talking about walking out your calling as well. And so our producer, Isaac, he had a word he wanted to share before we go further with our discussion with Brunson.
So first off, I want to say that, like, y'all have been covering following your calling in a really, really awesome manner. I don't know how many people I've talked to where they've been terrified of, like, am I going in the right direction? I don't know what I'm doing. Well, y'all were saying that God can talk in, like, a voice of thunder. He can talk audibly. Most of us don't hear that, right? So what is the enemy of faith?
Fear.
Doubt. Fear, yeah, doubt.
I was thinking doubt, but mm-hmm. both of those.
What about certainty? Can you have faith if you have certainty in something? If you know something is absolutely factually correct and you have no doubt at all, can faith exist with that? Apparently not, because faith is the certainty in what you cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, like, how are you going to walk out in faith in your calling if you've got, like, everything absolutely 100% set, right? So if there is an option out there where it seems like, I think God is calling me this way, according to scripture, this is the best I can do, it follows with everything, and this sounds like him, then would it not be loving for you to pursue that and therefore faith, even if you're stepping out into an unknown? Right?
So
nice. Yeah,
what y'all have been saying this whole time is, like, sometimes God does tell you clearly, But sometimes you do have to step out in faith to the best of your knowledge, and he is a good teacher. So whenever you step out in faith, you got one of three options with him being a good teacher.
Come on.
First off,
we should be
either
writing this down.
It's right, and that's what he was calling you to do, and he's going to bless you in that, and he's going to walk with you in that. Or two, you were wrong. He's going to honor your stepping out in faith. He's going to make it work and say, thank you for pursuing me. Let's make this work because I love this. Or three, you were wrong, and he will teach you how to do better. Mm-hmm. There's no other option. It's all a win when you step out in faith.
Mm. And, you know, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Absolutely.
So we're to trust God.
That was heavy.
Faith is to be at work actively every day of our lives. It really is. So thank you.
Got to watch out for them quiet ones. Isaac, quiet, y'all. It's them quiet ones, man.
Yeah, but Bronson, good. Whenever he's talking about his testament, he was like, he got the call and he said, is this you, Lord? And like a lot of the other stuff sounded more confident, but some of the stuff sounded kind of more hesitant. Right there, you could see him stepping out in faith of even just coming in for this position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Father.
It is a daily faith walk, and it's something that all of us do. We just choose to discern and seek out and listen to the voice of God.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I appreciate the fact, Bronson, that you mentioned that you said you pray about everything. Well, that's what we're supposed to do.
I probably bent God's ear more times than once.
Can I shout this out? Y'all, Bronson's single. I'm married, but I just want to shout that out with the ladies. No, I was in a Pilates class, and this lady came up to me. She said, yeah, that TV guy, I heard he works at AFR now. I said, he does? Yeah, he is so handsome. She said this. I mean, you cool. I'm a married woman. I don't do that, but yeah, I just want to throw that out. You know,
well, thank you for sharing that.
Social media or something. Like, I'd
might or
husband.
Might not be blushing now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Preston. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for saying that. Maybe you might. You know what? God might have just used you.
Hey,
you might
have
just
used you. Hey, I'm trying to help you get your wife, man. You know, you're welcome. No problem.
And so every day is a day of faith. Every day,
yes, sir.
You
every
trust
day
God
is a day
one
of faith.
Step at a time, too. But again, it's so important that we're always listening, because the fact is, we live in a dangerous, crazy world. And the fact is, the best defense in the kingdom of God is an offense. You're running after God, and God is using you not just to defend yourself, but to go out and build the kingdom through living out your calling and tear down the kingdom of darkness. You know, there is very much, I think, a big need in the body of Christ to challenge believers, run after your calling. Because I think too often believers are sort of challenged to just ask God to bless your life and just kind of have a nice marriage and a good family. And all those are good. But the Bible tells us, seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. A part of seeking first the kingdom is discerning the call of God on your life and fulfilling it. Mm. And so if somebody seems to have little or no interest in learning what they're called to do, but they just want to have a good job and a good family, something's wrong. It's important that we fulfill God's call on our lives.
And speaking of the calling, if there's maybe it's a college student or even an adult who's on and is now interested, you know, they want to make a change and pursue what the Lord wants for their lives. Maybe they don't quite know what that is, and they're trying to discern and figure that out. Well, mm-hmm. God gives us all talents. Like mm-hmm. in my case, I didn't want to go into news, but apparently I had a talent for it. It's nothing I did. It's mm-hmm. nothing I've necessarily wanted, but it's still what I had. And my dad made the point. He's like, well, you know what? Maybe you can get a career and go into doing what you're good at. And then mm-hmm. if you have a passion or something on the side, you can potentially see about making that like a pastime or a hobby or something. I was like, I think he might be onto something there. Mm-hmm. So you have to use the talents God gives you and see what he does with them. So what Amen. Are those talents? That's, you know what your talents are. You know what you're good at. And then and find out how you can glorify God using that.
Mm.
And it can be good, too, to sometimes ask parents, ask friends, what do they see you being good or skilled at? Because sometimes a person may not see quite so well what they're good at, but other people see it. Now, it's not that you base your life entirely on what you're supposed to do because of what somebody told you, but they sometimes can point out things that we have overlooked or not noticed about ourselves, so that can be a helpful thing, too. But I would challenge every believer, make it a goal to pray the prayer of Jabez over your life every single day. And part of why that's important is because the Holy Spirit will help you to discern more so. And a very important tool for all of us is Be faithful to what you know he's told you to do. Yes, you're supposed to be a student of God's word who diligently reads the word every day. That's a part of his will for your life. Yes, you're supposed to be a person of prayer. Every day seek God in prayer. And yes, you're supposed to be a witness. You know, it's tragic that many believers don't think evangelism is an important thing for them. God's word clearly says go into all the world and make disciples. So yes, we're all to be involved in the work of sharing the gospel, sharing your testimony, giving out gospel tracts as the Lord leads, but being involved in evangelism, discipleship, we're to be disciple makers. So if we're not doing those things, that's called disobedience. We're to be diligently doing what God has called us to do. And the more we're obedient, the more we hear more clearly the next steps and the further walking out of God's call on our lives as well. We don't have just a few more minutes though, but I want to invite us to pray whatever's on our hearts, to pray for listeners to better really seek to fulfill God's call on their lives, as opposed to just thinking, well, I want to do what makes me happy. Now, that's not what Scripture says. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, okay? We're all to be a part of that, and not that everyone's to be a pulpit preacher, but we are to be seeking to carry out God's specific call in our lives. Lord, thank you for every believer, every person listening. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of our lives. Bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain in Jesus' name. And Lord, flood the church with a spirit of revival. More and more stir the church to be a church that is seeking to function so that we're on fire of the Holy Spirit and that we live so that when we have worship service, when we have Bible study, cause it to be a time of setting people on fire with a passion to serve Jesus, a passion to run after your will, a passion to do whatever it is you're calling them to do, and more cause the church to be a spiritual bonfire of your Holy Spirit where people are set on fire with a passion to run after you. Help us to never take it lightly. Help us to know, Lord, that we don't follow Jesus in a laid-back manner ever, that we're to run after him with passion, and that you let us know in your word, in Romans chapter 12, you let us know that we're called to be a living sacrifice. Help us to faithfully do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Jade, would you pray as
well? That was good, Pastor Parker. Yes, sir. Father, I just second and echo everything that has already been said, Lord. I am so grateful for your word. Lord, for those who are listening and they're just finding themselves thinking, man, I wish I was on fire like that. Lord, I just ask that you would just encourage them to literally pick up your word. It's nothing but your word that we are reciting, that we are stating right now, Lord. It is your word, which is so powerful. It is so truthful. It is comforting, Lord. And for that person that is just, I'm unsure, I'm nervous, Lord, I just ask that you would give them, help them to trust in you and to step out on that boat. I love how Peter stepped out on the boat. People give him a hard time. Yes, he failed, but hey, he went out there. And like Isaac already said, Lord, you're right there with us, even if we make the wrong step. I'm so grateful, God, that you are a God, that you're nothing like us. Oh my goodness, we are horrible beings. You're nothing like us. You are gracious. You are merciful. You are with us. You care for us. You love us more than any being, even our spouses. So Father, I just pray and ask that today for those who tune in, Lord, that you would just give them a desire to get into the word more, to meditate on your word day and night, as your word says. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Bronson, whatever's on your heart to pray for, would you pray at this time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, as Pastor Joseph said, Lord, we want a spiritual bonfire. Now, I'm not talking about a cute little bonfire around here. I mean a Texas-style one of those fires. If you don't know what a Texas-style bonfire is, you ought to look it up. Like plumes, it's huge. Please give us that, Lord. Give us a daily hunger and thirst for the Bible and for knowing the word of the Lord. Help us to meditate on and pray it daily. It can be tough fitting it in around a busy schedule, I know, but it's necessary. It's a part of the Christian walk, and it really allows you to speak to us and allows us to hear you better. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in all of our lives. Help us all to submit to you daily, and please continue to guide us in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our time is just about gone, but one final prayer I would encourage every listener to pray that helps us to move forward in our calling is found in Isaiah chapter 6. it says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me." And amongst other things, you could call that the prayer of Isaiah. But basically, God had given Isaiah a wonderful vision of heaven. The throne room in heaven, he saw God. And once God cleansed him and prepared him, God asked the question, whom shall I send and who will go? And Isaiah just jumped into that vision and said out loud, here am I, send me. That's a wonderful prayer to pray every day. Lord, I'm here. Send me this day to do your will. A good prayer for us to pray every day. In Jesus' name. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, to save you, to make you brand new, today, this day, during Passion Week, this is a good day to commit your heart and your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. And I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, please get in touch. Again, my email once again is Joseph. Joseph@AFR.net. Again, that's Joseph@AFR.net. We'd like to get that resource material to you. Again, Joseph@AFR.net. Bronson, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And Jade, always good to have you as well.
Thank you, Pastor Parker.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.